From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting for a second day Wednesday. Russia said its warplanes attacked Syrian targets from an Iranian airbase. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said Tuesday the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their first mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
The Russian aircraft have using the Hamadan Air Base located southwest of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington Tuesday called the Russian use of the base unfortunate.
And frankly, that only makes more difficult what is already a very contentious and complex and difficult situation. And it only pushes us further away from what we're all, at least say we're trying to pursue, which is a credible nationwide cessation of hostilities and a political process in Geneva that leads to a peaceful transition. What's unclear to us right now is the extent to which they're using Iran. We've seen varying reports that maybe it was a one-off thing, or whether they're going to continue, we just don't know at this point.
Moscow said its strikes targeted terrorist groups and caches of weapons, ammunition, and fuel. Gabon's main opposition parties have chosen former Foreign Minister Jean Ping as their candidate in this month's election against President Ali Bongo, seeking a second term. The 74-year-old Ping, who has chaired the African Union Commission and served as UN General Assembly President, faces a daunting task of unseating Mr. Bongo, who succeeded his late father in 2009, who ruled the tiny West African country for more than four decades. Suspected militants ambushed an Indian convoy in Kashmir Wednesday, killing three security personnel in the latest violent incident following the killing last month of a popular separatist leader by security forces. This is VOA News. In Yemen, at least seven civilians were killed Tuesday inside Saudi Arabia following a cross-border shelling by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The shells landed in the city of Narjan and is one of the deadliest attacks on Saudi soil in more than a year of war in Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition backs the government of President Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi. Meanwhile, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders, known as MSF, is calling for an independent investigation into Monday's attack on one of its hospitals in northern Yemen, in which 14 people, including an MSF staffer, were killed. Tarek Yasarevich is a spokesman for the World Health Organization.
The attack has partially destroyed the hospital, while all remaining patients and staff have been evacuated, according to MSF. There were 23 patients in surgery, 25 in maternity ward, as well as 13 newborn and 12 patients in pediatrics at the hospital at time of the bombing.
The conflict has killed more than 6,500 people and created a humanitarian crisis in Yemen, in one of the world's poorest countries. British authorities are seeking information about Iran's arrest of a British-Iranian national suspected of spying for Britain. An Iranian prosecutor said the unidentified person under arrest is, quote, active in the economic field related to Iran. Tehran has arrested at least six dual nationals in the past year. Detainees usually face trial in the country's Revolutionary Court, which takes on cases involving people charged with attempting to overthrow the government. In California, a new wildfire has broken out east of Los Angeles, triggering evacuation orders for more than 80,000 people from mountain communities. In Louisiana, the story is one of flooding produced by heavy rains. At least eight people are known to have died. 40,000 homes have been impacted, mostly in the state's southern parishes. John Bel Edwards is the state governor.
I want everyone to understand that we are still very much in an emergency search and rescue response mode for much of the Florida parishes. Saving life is the most important priority that we have. We're going to dedicate every available resource to that effort until it's no longer required.
More than 60 centimeters of rain fell in 3 days, beginning Friday in low-lying parts of the state. Suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday acknowledged she made mistakes, but nothing worthy of impeachment as she faces a Senate trial. Speaking to lawmakers, Ms. Rousseff said if she's restored to power, she'll let voters decide if they want an early presidential election. She's charged with violating fiscal rules to hide a gaping budget deficit leading up to her 2014 re-election. Shopping returned to the World Trade Center in New York Tuesday for the first time since terrorists destroyed the original Twin Towers in September 2001. More than 100 stores and eateries opened their doors to customers in a 32,000-square-meter underground shopping mall. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.